It's time for the Daily Dust. It makes me so happy, doesn't it, you?
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, so remember, this is the Daily Dust. It's just a light dusting of gossip. I don't really talk about the hard stuff. Although it is kind of hard to tell you, Quincy Jones died. He was at his home in Bel Air last night. He turned 91 recently. He won 28 Grammys, 2 honorary Oscars, an Emmy. Plus, he produced We Are the World. He was behind the Thriller album, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2013. Not only are we done, dunzo, completed, finished with Daylight Saving Time, but Mariah Carey has spoken. Yeah. So, sure. There's Christmas everywhere. I really wanted some Thanksgiving, but okay. Here's the thing. We're not playing Christmas music until the day after Thanksgiving, so calm down. A suspected gang leader goes on trial in Las Vegas today for the murder of Tupac Shakur. Dwayne Kefdi Davis is accused of calling the hit on Tupac back in 1996. He has pleaded not guilty. Martha Stewart shared that while Ryan Reynolds excels in comedic roles, he doesn't come across as funny in person.
We asked Built members what celebrities would be the most fun to hang out with.
I'm sure Snoop Dogg's on the list. Oh, number three. Let's see. He's probably on the list just because he covers himself up in his movies and you don't see his face. Ryan Reynolds, is he one of those? And you want to know something? He's not so funny in real life.
Really?
No, he's not so funny. He's very serious. Brad Pitt? George Clooney? See, I'd like to hang out with those guys.
Now, of course you would. So Ryan Reynolds replied, I disagree with her, but I tried that once. The woman is unexpectedly spry. She really closed the gap after a mile or so. Yeah, I'm thinking that Ryan Reynolds is probably terrified of her, and that's why he seemed more serious. Armie Hammer is starting a podcast.
Actor Armie Hammer is launching a new podcast aimed at rehabilitating his image after accusations of cannibalism. So be sure to check out Armie Hammer on Wait, Don't Eat Me.
Director Robert Zemeckis says there's a good script for a Roger Rabbit sequel sitting at Disney, but they won't make it because they don't want Jessica Rabbit in it. Please, Disney. Olivia Rodrigo won't date anyone who wants to go to outer space.
The biggest red flag. Okay, this is a very oddly specific question that I ask guys on first dates. I always ask them if they think that they would want to go to space. And if they say yes, I don't date them. I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself. I think it's just weird.
Yeah, hi, Chuck Yeager. And Tom Cruise is in talks for a Days of Thunder sequel, only if it has Robert Duvall in it, because I couldn't care less about Tom Cruise. Coldplay's Chris Martin fell through a trap door on stage.
Happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to you. Congratulations. Welcome from India. You're welcome. Okay. Everglow. I'm not sure what kind it. That's not planned. Thank you for catching me so much.
Apparently some stage guys caught him when he went down. During a recent Nashville stop of the Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour, Cyndi Lauper invited Paramore's Hayley Williams on stage. That's nice. Don't care for it, but okay. Pete Davidson debuted his nearly tattoo-free arms during a guest appearance on Saturday Night Live. And I got a dirt alert. Lawyer Camille Vasquez has once again denied rumors of a romantic link to her client, Johnny Depp.
Who was the first person that told you, the internet thinks you're dating Johnny?
Oh, gosh. Probably my parents. I think my parents
and
called.
And were they like, are you?
No. Okay. They knew definitively I was not dating Johnny Depp. Let me just go on the record here. Never dated Johnny Depp. Never would date Johnny Depp. I think he's a lovely person. Just.
He's not your style.
He's not my type.
No.
That's okay.
Oh, go watch the video. The look on her face is like, yeah, no. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. Ouch.